Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, hot leads, day's top stories. Quick recap on the Astros and Phillies as Houston finished off the sweep of Philadelphia earlier this afternoon. Hunter Brown, amazing. 7 innings, 3 hits, no walks, 9 Ks. Bullpen, equally as badass. Brian Abreu came in late after Cam Smith was clutch again. 8th inning, huge. Brian Abreu with a 4-out win and 4 Ks. In his outing today. All that means the Astros now own the 3rd best mark in all of Major League Baseball, 2nd best record in the American League, now just 2.5 behind the Detroit Meows, a.k.a. the Tigers, for the best mark in the American League. And by the way, I looked this up since you mentioned Yordan Alvarez. I think I'd said something about Bryce Harper, and you were like, well, the Astros have Yordan Alvarez.
So the Astros, people think, oh, well, Bryce Harper didn't play. Yordan Alvarez didn't play.
No.
They cancel each other out.
How good are the Houston Astros this season without Yordan Alvarez?
3rd best record in baseball.
32-18 without
not ass.
Yordan not Alvarez ass. In the lineup. That is pretty damn special, man.
Man, when they had a healthy Yordan in the lineup.
Oh, watch out. Watch out. I hope the baseball gods aren't like, well, if you're going to get Yordan back, we need to take somebody with
they
us.
They are on a 96 win pace.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Without Yordan and with 2 starting pitchers.
Can we still get good odds on the Astros win total plus 90? Like, I wonder if that's still good odds, like worth a little sprinkle, because I would definitely do that at this point in time. You did take the over originally. Yeah, it's if you put a little cashola that way, it's probably going to pay off pretty nice for you. The Cubs in town officially tomorrow to kick off a 3-game series with Astros over the weekend at Daikin. You got Brandon Walter, who's going to open the series tomorrow for the Astros. Possible Lance McCullers Jr. on Saturday and Framber Valdez on Sunday. Now, more Lance McCullers Jr. news. He did some fielding practice today before the game, and according to the Astros manager Joe Espada, quote, it went well. And if he gets up tomorrow and feels good, he's an option to start Saturday. Well, who's in line to start if Lance McCullers Jr. is not ready? Well, you know who it is. Had a little bump in the road his last time out against the Angels, I believe it was. Ryan Gusto would get the start on Saturday if, in fact, McCullers is not able to throw. So you've got Walter, McCullers slash Gusto on Saturday, and then Framber Valdez Day on Sunday for the Astros to hopefully whoop some ass on those Chicago Cubs. Up next, a lot of NBA draft stuff to get to. Former Baylor guard VJ Edgecombe got emotional last night when he was doing his interview about his journey. He was asked about, hey, your journey to this moment. He was taken 3rd overall by the Philadelphia 76ers. What's that been like? I thought it was a pretty special moment.
You said you saw the emotions on your mom's face. Yeah. What were the moments you remember most about just the way your mom poured into you throughout your life and your career?
Man, them long nights. I'm telling you, I lived off a generator. I ain't had no electricity. I lived off a generator for 7 years. Man, seeing what she had to go through to feed us, man, it's crazy. It's crazy, but I don't even know, man. My mind everywhere right now, man.
Yeah.
She the real MVP.
That was there. I love those stories. I love it. VJ Edgecombe. Shout out John McClain, Baylor Bears, Sikkim. Every once in a while, I'll throw one your way, John. Props to you, man. Had some good stuff to say when he was on with us last night about VJ Edgecombe, and we were talking a little Baylor basketball history. Now, from a Rocket standpoint, last night, yeah, they had the 10th overall pick. Really, the Suns did. But you wouldn't know it if you were watching your TV on mute, because when it got to the number 10 pick, the NBA likes to do this very stupid thing that, you know, when you trade said pick, the team that is trading the said pick, they still have to put that hat on because it can't become official until a certain date. It's really dumb. But the Suns took Kaman Maluach, 10th overall, 18-year-old, 7'2" player from Duke, originally from the South Sudan. Here's the pick from the greatest commissioner in NBA basketball history, not Adam Silver.
With the 10th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Houston Rockets select Kaman Maluach from Rumbek, South Sudan, the NBA Academy of Africa in Senegal, and Duke University.
That was a mouthful. One thing's guaranteed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Over the next, I would say, 3 to 5 years, people are going to be looking at this guy, wherever he's at, Phoenix Suns or not, and using that to help judge whether or not this trade was a success. Only if Kevin Durant does not help the Rockets win a NBA title within the next 1 to 3 years.
Do you feel like the Rockets, as currently constituted, are either the favorite or very, very close to being the favorite to go to the NBA Finals next year?
Well, they're second favorite to win the damn thing behind the Thunder, at least according to Vegas. I think I had the odds somewhere. The Thunder are plus 225. I think the Rockets are plus 700, second best odds. Your Knicks are down there a little ways, like plus 800 or 900. But
I mean, if the Rockets are going to the Western Conference Finals this year,
mm-hmm,
after getting knocked out in the first round, that trade had a big impact.
Is that a legitimate step when you get Kevin Durant and you give up next to nothing? Like, you know, a guy that severely disappointed the fan base and Jalen Green the postseason? Yeah, I think it's a legitimate step. You got better.
I also think that, you know, Shams mentioned this in on a appearance not too long ago about Cam Whitmore being a guy the Rockets are getting a lot of phone calls about.
Yeah.
And I could definitely see a situation where they move Cam Whitmore to get a guy who essentially would replace Dylan Brooks as that 3-and-D type of wing,
mm-hmm,
I could see that type of deal happening.
I could too. I don't know if I want it to, but I could see it. This is now the very interesting part of the Rockets offseason going forward, okay? Fred VanVleet got an extension. Boom, signed him up. Good. Steven Adams back. You got Kevin Durant in the mix. You know what you're sending out to Phoenix. Okay, you've got a couple of roster spots open, and the level of impact player that you're going to bring in, one, who's it going to be? How much is it going to cost? What's it going to cost you if you do it? If you have to do it via trade? We don't know where the Rockets and Cam Whitmore are from a, you know, respect standpoint.
Relationship standpoint.
Relationship, yeah, because, yes.
Look, Cam had some issues last year. They had maturity issues. And Ime's not going to tolerate those kind of maturity issues. So, but if you're able to go get a legit 3-and-D type guy to replace what you got from Dylan Brooks for Cam Whitmore, yeah, it sucks that Cam's not going to get his shot here. Part of that's of his own volition. And if you're looking at being a championship team, this team last year couldn't shoot. Right now, the shooters on the team are Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith, and Reed Shepard. Shepard didn't play much last year. Jabari, coming off the bench, didn't always play a whole lot. But those are your three shooters.
Yeah.
You need at least one more shooter.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And, you know, look, it was already going to be interesting if the Rockets decided to stand pat, how Ime Udoka and Jabari Smith were going to both work together and figure out, you know, how to get him more opportunities. Because while he even got the time on the floor, I don't think he made the best use of his time. And I think that was in large part due to, like, you know, an offense that wasn't working the best. And now you're going to have to change some stuff up again and do things basically Kevin Durant's way, how he's fit his game or how his game works best with the players that you currently have.
Probably a good thing. KD knows a little something about offense.
Definitely. He's got a lot of rubbing off to do on the Rockets' younger players. I think it's going to be a great, great thing. Plenty of time to talk about that.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.